Today in Washington, another story going on up on Capitol Hill. This is what we heard today when we were up looking for people around the Congress.
Abortion rights for Christian poor, back alleys, no more. Call me here, mother of God.
Of the Supreme Court right across First Street from the Congressional Building. There are activists out there today because there's a big case going on, a challenge to the constitutionality of the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, which was passed by Congress 3 years ago. Joining us from the court is legal analyst for the online magazine Slate, Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, tell us about this big issue before the court today, please.
Well, it should have been a big constitutional fight, Alex. We had a 2000 case in the Supreme Court called Stenberg versus Carhart that involved Nebraska's partial birth abortion ban. It was substantially similar to the ban that the federal government passed in 2003. Now, in the Stenberg case, by a 5-4 vote, Sandra Day O'Connor being the swing vote, the court struck down that Nebraska ban, saying, A, it's too vague, the procedure that you're calling a partial birth abortion is too vague, and B, there is no health exception for the mother. When Congress enacted the federal ban, they didn't really fix those things. Arguably, they fixed the vagueness problem, they didn't fix the health exception problem, they just said there's never a medically necessary reason to allow for this. The case has come up on appeal from several courts, and the Supreme Court was going to decide major issues about whether Congress can effectively overrule the court, how much deference to pay to Congress when it does so. You know, we didn't do that today. We just heard 2 long hours of very detailed medical argument about what the procedure is and how narrowly or broadly drawn the ban is. It was really not the day anyone expected.
So is that because the justices were steering the argument in that direction, or are these the cases that the lawyers wanted to present?
Well, you know, it was so interesting because everybody really thought this was going to be a sort of smackdown between branches of government where clearly Congress had flouted the Supreme Court, and everybody thought, particularly Justice Anthony Kennedy with the swing vote, this was going to be about judicial supremacy versus congressional supremacy. And what was really interesting today, Alex, again, is what didn't happen. For one thing, Justice Scalia didn't speak at all. He spoke a handful of times, not nearly the impassioned opponent of partial birth abortion we expected. Justice Alito did not speak at all. Clarence Thomas wasn't in attendance, so he didn't speak. He will be involved in ruling on the case. But you had, you know, almost a silence from the court's political conservatives. Chief Justice Roberts talked a lot, but I have to say what was really intriguing today was that the court's liberals in some ways were harder on the pro-choice side than anyone else.
Well, tell me about their arguments. What were they saying?
Well, the government was arguing, as it has in its briefs, that, look, the partial birth abortion ban is very different from the one that the court struck down 6 years ago. They said it's much narrower. And they argued, as they've argued all along, we don't need a health exception for mothers because this is never medically necessary. The other side, who very much opposed the ban, said, no, this kind of procedure, the definition here sweeps in all sorts of abortions that are, in fact, medically necessary. They said that you really cannot disregard the health, the dangers to mothers in this case, and that the Congress has just sort of swept those dangers away. And they said that, you know, this is the judges and the courts and the Congress inserting itself in a very intimate, private conversation between women and their doctors. And interestingly enough, again, after 2 hours of hearing them talk about the constraints and the parameters of these medical procedures, it became quite clear that maybe the justices really shouldn't be deciding this issue because these are medical decisions. These are not legal ones.
Well, you would think that this is the Supreme Court. Wouldn't they know that before they go in to have this argument before the Supreme Court, for heaven's sakes?
Well, on the one hand, you know, they do have to decide this. This is a piece of legislation that defines a medical procedure, and, you know, the court has to wade in and talk about it. But it was really interesting because this was positioned as something very different. Everyone thought this was going to be about, as I said, who gets the last word when Congress and the courts don't agree. Everyone thought that that would appeal to Justice Kennedy, that he might get very, very exercised about the idea of Congress telling the courts that they don't get the last word. Didn't see much of that today. Didn't see Kennedy exercise about very much, except, as I say, very, very detailed nuance of describing the medical procedure.
Dahlia, I have to take the last word here. Thank you for joining us, Dahlia Lithwick from Slate Magazine, and we'll have more coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.